The story starts.
I won't hurt you.
You're scaring me.
Leave me alone.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
And good afternoon to you, Gareth. Yes, indeed, that is the new jingle. We said you'd give the answers this week, so I don't know how our listeners are getting on with it. I think it's pretty tricky. I might have one or two, but we'll play it again in a moment. Can I ask you to put us out of our misery and let us know what clips you've chosen for this jingle this year, this time?
I think you're right. I think when I look at the list as well, I go, yeah, this is pretty tricky. But then the films are all quite big as well. So it starts off with Robbie Williams from Better Man. Uh-huh. And then we go to a movie that's not out until June, which is How to Train Your Dragon, uh-huh, which is Mason Thames there. Then we've got Wolfman. That's out this weekend. Julia Garner's voice is who you'll hear there in the clip. Superman follows that. David Cornswet, which is out in July. Then we have Rachel Zegler, who plays Snow White, features. That's out in March. Mm-hmm. Another one that's out this weekend is Timothy Chalamet in A Complete Unknown. Mikey Madison for Anora. Yeah. That one's in conversations for awards and the likes, alongside Kieran Culkin, mm-hmm, who's there as well from A Real Pain. Then we have Harris Dickinson from Baby Girl, followed by Jack Black from Minecraft, which is out in April. Mm-hmm. Renee Zellweger from Bridget Jones's Mad About the Boy. That's out in February. Sneaking in there is Kerry Condon from F1. Okay. That's the Apple film, which is out at the end of June. Stanley Tucci for Conclave.
Got that one.
You got that one, yeah. And then the final one I'd say you've got as well, which is Mr. Cruise from Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, which is out in May.
Okay, folks, here it is again.
The story starts.
I won't hurt you.
You're scaring me.
Leave me alone.
What did you think I was?
Whatever it is, they don't want me to be.
Three carrots.
She was the coolest.
You forgot your laptop at the office.
No biggie.
It's time to live.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Movie news.
Commit to a side.
With Gareth Daly.
I need you to trust me.
Ah, yes, Tom Cruise at the end there in Mission Impossible. Thank you indeed for those. All right, where are we starting movie news-wise this week?
We're going back to the 80s.
Okay.
We are, because there's talk of two movies from the 80s that were very successful, Gremlins and The Goonies.
Yeah.
So filmmaker Chris Columbus was involved with both. He wrote the original 1980s featured Gremlins. He's now linked to writing and working development on a new version of it. No word as to whether Joe Dante, who was the director of the film, is going to be involved. There is an animated series called Gremlins Secrets of the Mogwai, which has been developed by Max. And that's, I suppose, in a way to sort of test the interest of it out there. Now, when you come to The Goonies, that's been spoken about for years. And there was a bit of momentum at one stage. But then after the death of director Richard Donner, that seemed to just slow down a little bit. But it seems that's back on track as well, that there's some life in the project. They're looking at a sort of legacy sequel, bringing back some of the child stars who are now adults with, of course, kids of their own, then going on their adventure. So we'll keep you posted as to how both of those projects, which are in early stage developments, will develop.
Okay. Now, the Berlin Film Festival has been quite an important starting point for a few Irish films in the last few years, and another Irish film heading there.
Yeah, there's a program there called Generation 14. It's a strand of films. And as you mentioned, a number of films have opened there, like the Colin Kuhn premiered in that strand a couple of years back. And as you mentioned, we now have a film called Christie, which is directed by Brendan Canty. It's going to open that strand at the Berlin Film Festival, written by Alan O'Gorman. It follows two estranged brothers with checkered childhoods in the care system who suddenly find themselves living under the same roof, and they must reconcile with their past and make decisions about their future. The film stars Danny Power, Dermot Noyes, Emma Willis, also stars Alison Oliver and Helen Behan as well in the cast. And if you remember last year as well, Small Things Like These did premiere at the Berlin Film Festival as well. So we have a very good track record there with Irish films, but look out for Christie.
Very good. We wish them well. Another Scream.
Another screen.
Really?
We're moving. I mean, what number we're at? We're moving on to number seven. Number seven.
I'm glad you're keeping track, Gareth. Thank you.
I'm totally keeping track. Yes. And we're keeping track of the casting for it as well, because Joe McHale is joining the cast. Neve Campbell, of course, is returning as Sidney Prescott. He's going to play the role of her husband, Mark Evans, in the movie as well. You do have some familiar faces coming back as well, the likes of Courtney Cox, who plays Gail Weathers in the movie.
She's always good, in fairness. Yeah.
She's always good. And another familiar face is the original writer of Scream, Kevin Williamson. He's actually now going to be in the director's chair.
Ah.
So they're planning this to be released February 27th, 2026. It's done so well. Actually, Scream 6 was the highest grossing in the US in the franchise. And collectively, yeah, the films have earned more than $900 million in worldwide box office receipts.
Nothing wrong with that. Hence,
that
they keep making them.
Yeah, why they're at number seven.
Okay. Now, what is Spike Lee up to?
Yeah, he's reportedly developing the comedic military drama feature called Liberty, which he's going to produce and possibly direct. It comes from a pitch from military veterans and writers Rebecca Murga and Jalse Conway, who will pen the script. The film is said to be in the vein of, if you remember, sort of Hal Ashby's Oscar-nominated 1973 Navy dramedy called The Last Detail, which starred Jack Nicholson and following a group of cadets on a crazy night in New York. This marks the second project that Lee, Murga and Conway are developing. The first is a sort of coming of age reserves training corpse themed drama series that they're doing for Amazon. The writers are well versed. I mean, Murga has been a writer on ABC's Will Trent and also on the Apple TV series Swagger. Conway has been the supervising producer on 911 Lone Star and also a writer on Grey's Anatomy. But Spike Lee himself, busy as well. He did Highest to Lowest recently, which is a Denzel Washington-led crime thriller remake of the Kurosawa 1963 classic High and Low.
Okay, what trailer have you picked for us this week?
I liked the look of this when I saw it, because it's going to play, it's been announced it's going to premiere at the Sundance Film Festival. The movie is called The Ballad of Wallace Island. Take a listen to this.
You made it, okay?
Is there not like a harbour?
It's sort of nature's harbour.
Welcome to Wallace Island.
No!
You know it isn't.
The great Herb Maguire.
Coming all the way out there without your roadies. Which brings me up to the thorny issue
of payment.
Where will the audience be? You said there'd be 100.
I said less than 100.
Is it just you?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm literally playing one guy.
I'm going to have to take out a restraining order.
Can you shut the door?
Absolutely.
No, I meant...
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm not really used to having guests.
So, what's happened with you and Nell Mortimer? When was the last time you played together?
I'm quite a private person, to be honest.
I know you are. But go on, what happened?
Do you invite Nell?
Yeah, she's...
With Michael?
Who's Michael?
The husband.
You knew I was coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Carey Mulligan at the end there of The Ballad of Wallace Island. It looks good, Garrett, as you say, kind of quirky.
Quirky. It's about an eccentric lottery winner who lives on a remote island, and he dreams of getting his favourite musicians, Maguire Mortimer, back together. They were former lovers as well, so there's a bit of tension between them, and he's invited them to play, unbeknownst to themselves, that they're going to play a private show at his home in Wallace Island, and then all the old tensions resurface. So, as I said, it's going to play at the Sundance Film Festival January 25th. It's going to be released in the US March 28th, so we'll keep an eye on it as to when it will feature here. But it's called The Ballad of Wallace Island. Check out the trailer.
Yeah, it's worth looking at. Okay, new releases in cinemas. This one's getting a lot of attention, A Complete Unknown.
So this is set in the influential New York music scene of the early 60s. It follows a 19-year-old Minnesota musician, Bob Dylan, his rise as a folk singer to the concert halls and to the top of the charts, his songs, his mystique becoming, I suppose, a worldwide sensation, and culminates in his groundbreaking electric rock and roll performance at the Newport Folk Film Folk Festival in 1965. Timothy Chalamet in the lead role, and a really good director here as well, James Mangold, Edward Norton starring in the movie as well.
Great cast. It's a remarkable performance from Timothy Chalamet. I was hugely impressed. And you're right, I mean, James Mangold has gathered a very talented cast, all doing their own singing and playing. And it's interesting that, you know, Bob Dylan himself has given his blessing to this. And it is Bob Dylan, warts and all. You know, he doesn't come across as the most affable, easygoing person. And, you know, he does remain quite mysterious too, but the film is about showcasing the music while he was still playing acoustic and in the folk scene. I thought the era was well captured. It loses energy. The film doesn't entirely work, but the cast, really impressive. And let's just remind ourselves of Chalamet here singing as Bob Dylan.
If you're travelling in the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to the one who lives there. For she once was a true love man.
Yeah, Timothy Chalamet, impressive, no doubt about that. That's a complete unknown in cinemas. We also have Wolfman.
Yeah, we do. This stars Christopher Abbott as Blake, a San Francisco husband and father who inherits his remote childhood home in rural Oregon after his father vanishes. So the family are at the remote farmhouse. It's attacked by an unseen animal, but as the night stretches on, the father begins to transform into something unrecognizable. Mm. Julia Garner also starring in that movie. A couple more to mention for you. We've got Emmanuel. This is In Search of Lost Pleasure. Emmanuel travels alone to Hong Kong on a business mission in the vibrant and sensual global city. She indulges in intense encounters and new experiences. We've got Here, which stars Tom Hanks and Robin Wright. This is a tale of love, loss, laughter and life. All happens in one room. A lot of CGI going on here. Robert Zemeckis, the director behind this. And then two more to mention. We've got Pepe, which is the voice that claims to be from a hippopotamus, doesn't understand the perception of time. The first and last hippo killed in the Americas tells his story with the overwhelming orality of these towns. And then finally on release as well, William Tell is out. As the nations of medieval Europe struggle for power, a peaceful huntsman, William Tell, is thrust into the heart of the resistance following an Austrian Empire invasion. Ben Kingsley, Jonathan Pryce and Sam Keighley also star in William Tell.
Very good. You always leave us with a TV movie. What have you chosen for us?
Yeah, well, I'll get there by way of mentioning Donald Trump announcing his special ambassadors for Hollywood, because he described it as a great but very troubled place. And so he announced Mel Gibson, John Voight and Sylvester Stallone as his ambassadors for the entertainment industry in the hope of bringing back shoots to California. So if you're a fan of any of them, Mel Gibson's Braveheart is on RT2 at 9 p.m. and Sly Stallone stars in Rocky IV, which is on TG Car at 10 p.m. Couldn't find a John Voight movie, but what I did find was Clint Eastwood as a movie called Richard Jewell, and that's on late now, but it's set during the morning of July 27, 1996, Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Security guard Richard Jewell notices a suspicious package beneath the bench. An explosive expert confirms it contained a bomb, and after the locals are kept safe, Jewell, who's initially sort of hurled at a hero, is later accused of planting the device. Paul Walter Hauser stars, Sam Rockwell, Olivia Wilde also feature in it as well. So that's on late tonight, but that's on RT1 at 12:15. So the choice is all yours.
Lots of choices there for us. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.